How are you?
Good, how you doing?
Great. Any particular challenge in facing a team just a few weeks apart?
Well, you know, they've they obviously have prepped for us a number of games before, going into this game and then breaking down the next couple of games that we've just previously played. So, they'll have a good evaluation of what we've been doing the past couple of weeks, but we just got to go out there and do what we've got to do.
Kansas City is a team that, although you guys handily beat them at Arrowhead, has played a lot of close games this year. What do you see from them in terms of maybe certain situations where they haven't been able to make those plays late?
Well, you know, that's what this game comes down to very often. You know, more often than not, as we've noticed in the last couple of weeks, it's a matter of, you know, at certain times of the game, you got to make the big plays and the critical situations in football. And the teams that make more of those often, more often than not, are the teams that, you know, usually win those close games.
Were you kind of in that position yesterday in the fourth quarter when you could have used a first down or two just to kind of get things going?
Excuse me, I couldn't. What's that? One more time.
Were you in that kind of situation yesterday when in the fourth quarter when you really could have just used a first down or two to kind of get things going?
Without a doubt. You know, we were in a number of situations there. If we could have just, you know, maybe made one more play here and there to kind of, you know, get us over that hump and get us in a position, you know, to convert another third down and, you know, to sustain a drive and, you know, and finish a drive off to where you get some more points. And, you know, that's the difference in these games. This, you know, in December, that's the key. You got to make those plays when they're there to, you know, get as many points as you can and, you know, and finish drives. And then, unfortunately, you know, we didn't do that enough yesterday.
How big a loss is Russ on the offensive line?
Well, you know, he's done a nice job, you know, since he stepped in and started playing. And, you know, the next guy's going to have to step in and you know, do a good job. And, you know, we got to continue to do what we've been doing with him in there.
What is Kenny in terms of the rotation at receiver? How disappointing was that loss?
Well, it's always hard, you know, when you lose someone like that. They've done a great job, worked so hard as a young player coming in, and he's really worked extremely hard to, you know, and made the most of his opportunity. It's just unfortunate that that the injury happened.
As an offensive coordinator, how hard was it to readjust after that incident with Brandon Stokley? I mean, you figure big on your game plan, and all of a sudden he wasn't there.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate that it happened, but the nice thing was that Brandon Lloyd was prepared to come in and play and did a nice job, and we were fortunate to have him there in the spot, and, you know, his coach did a nice job of getting him ready to go, and we knew he was going to be active, and he studied extremely hard and got ready for the game, and the receivers did a nice job of making some adjustments once that happened, and, you know, we're going to call the game the way we see it and do things which, you know, what we can, and sometimes in those situations you got to move guys around that may not have got a lot of work in those situations, but the system stays the same. So, as you know, they've studied and they know the offense. So, you know, you got to fill guys in accordingly. And they've got to, when guys go down like that, or, you know, other guys have got to step up.
Even knowing the system, does for Brandon Lloyd, his rapport with Kyle Orton from Chicago maybe help in a situation like that yesterday, tight game?
Without a doubt, that helps a lot. You know, they've been in it before. So, the more work you have with one another, the better they'll be.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, Mike.